This is Apollo Control at 165 hours, 2 minutes. We've completed our shift handover in Mission Control. Flight Director Pete Frank and the EVA team are now on. Spacecraft communicator for the lunar module Orion is astronaut Tony England, and astronaut Hank Hartsfield is handling the communicator chores for the command module Casper. Flight Director for the command module is Don Putty. At the present time, Young and Duke aboard Orion are preparing for their third period of extravehicular activity. The flight activities officer estimates that they're pretty much on the planned timeline for that. We expect that they'll be getting out of the lunar module a little after 166 hours, perhaps 166:10 to 25, or between 9:45 and 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll continue to keep an eye on their progress and report and update that expected egress time as necessary. During today's five-hour extravehicular activity, primary activities will be concentrated on sampling the North Ray crater region and the vicinity of the lunar module. Departing the lunar module, the traverse will proceed to North Ray crater along the normal traverse path. There will be a single station in the vicinity of the old station 11 and 12 area at North Ray crater. Now, we expect to have the crew spend about 1 hour and 5 minutes sampling at this station. Then returning from North Ray crater along the outbound path, they'll make a 20-minute stop in the vicinity of the old station 13, which is about 1 kilometer from the rim of North Ray crater. And here they'll do some documented sampling as well as taking a rake soil sample of North Ray ejecta. They'll then return to the area of the lunar module. We expect that they'll be able to spend about 34 minutes in this area. And we'll concentrate on additional sampling. In addition, John Young will obtain an additional lunar portable magnetometer reading, both with and without a rock. In the case with the rock, they'll be setting a rock on the instrument and attempting to measure the soft component of magnetism in a lunar sample in an effort to determine if the so-called soft magnetism that we've seen on return samples is actually indigenous to the sample when it's picked up on the moon, or if it's perhaps something that's introduced to the sample by the electronic equipment, rotating motors and so on in the lunar module, or by some other magnetic field that it encounters on Earth. For the final 55 minutes of the five-hour EVA, Young and Duke will be going through closeout, getting samples bagged up, boxed up, and back aboard the lunar module, getting everything buttoned up and ready for liftoff before the time that they climb through the hatch and seal up Orion for the final time prior to LEM liftoff. Ken Mattingly, aboard Casper, was awakened on the last revolution. He is now behind the moon, out of radio contact. We'll be reacquiring Casper in about 11 minutes 50 seconds. Spacecraft now on its 47th revolution of the moon. Mattingly is again in good spirits. He has a busy day ahead of him. One of his major activities will be preparing for the rendezvous and subsequent docking later today. In conjunction with this, we've read him up the preliminary procedures to the lunar orbit plane change maneuver. This puts the command module in the proper plane for the rendezvous and docking with the lunar module. That maneuver to be performed approximately 169 hours 10 minutes, but we'll refine that time. Our flight plan for that event is still not precise. We've got it in block times, but not precise times. But on the scale, it would appear to be about 169 hours 15. And we'll be, as I say, getting a more precise time on that. Again, our expected egress time for Young and Duke aboard Orion is about 166 hours 25 minutes. We're now showing 165 hours 7 minutes. And everything appears to be going along smoothly in the crew's preparation for getting out on this third period of exploration of the lunar surface.